the Blood Cancer Experience, a podcast by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. This podcast connects people affected by a blood cancer to resources that inform, support, educate, and empower. When it comes to cancer, it's hard to navigate the unknown, and there are no easy answers. We're here to bring you the information you need to make sense of every step of the blood cancer experience. My name is Megan Norrish, and I'm the Community Services Manager here in the BC Yukon region for the LLSC. Today in the show, I'm talking with Bob Sisler, who was diagnosed with a T-cell lymphoma and has been in remission for 5 years. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bob.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience with T-cell lymphoma.
Yes, I had worked for the federal government for 35 years and I retired in May 2010. In July of 2014, I experienced a few episodes of night sweats and chills, but they went away. In early September 2014, the left side of my neck was swollen and I booked an appointment with my GP for blood work. Right after that, I had several nights of sweats followed by uncontrollable chills. I had a dry cough, no energy, no appetite, and was losing weight. I had difficulty sleeping, and the neck glands were swollen once again. After a few appointments with my GP, I was referred to a specialist in Richmond who suggested I might have lymphoma and immediately referred me to a specialist in Vancouver. The Vancouver specialist first performed a needle biopsy in the lymph nodes on each side of my neck, which proved to be inconclusive, so he surgically removed a lymph node in the left side of my neck on October 20th, 2014.
What was the process you went through when you were first diagnosed?
I learned from the specialist in Vancouver on October 29th, 2014, that I had angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma, and I was being referred to the BC Cancer Agency. I met with the Cancer Agency oncologist on November 3rd, 2014, who confirmed that my lymphoma was rare, very aggressive, and difficult to treat, and I was told that the survival rate for this type of cancer was 30%, and the likelihood of the cancer reoccurring was very strong. This prognosis left lumps in our throats and tears in the eyes of my wife, my daughter, and myself in the oncologist's office. The news was a total shock, and the mind raced as to what was to happen. We all had plans to attend a family wedding in Antigua over the Christmas of 2014, and that was about to be derailed. Right from the start, I adopted the attitude that I will beat this thing and do whatever the doctors ask me to do. I was told that my treatment would be 6 rounds of CHOP chemotherapy, 3 weeks apart. I don't recall any alternative treatments being discussed at the time, and I was to learn later that CHOP treatment was pretty standard. A friend I'd met playing hockey had B-cell lymphoma and had been treated with CHOP a couple of years earlier, and he had returned to playing hockey. So I had him as a role model and as a source of information and inspiration. The first appointment did not talk about the possibility of a stem cell process after my CHOP treatment that I ended up having, and I guess at the time it wasn't that important. The key message was that I had a nasty blood cancer and I was about to be treated with CHOP to try to get it under control.
Did you feel informed and supported while you waited and then given your treatment options?
My oncologist was very thorough and things were moving quickly. I met with him on November the 3rd, had a bone marrow biopsy on November 12th that determined that there was no cancer present in my bone marrow. That meant I had stage 3 cancer. And by November 26th, I was receiving my first CHOP treatment. I had confidence in the oncologist and the medical system that would be treating me. Treatment options had not been discussed, and maybe that wasn't necessary in my case. My wife and I attended a very helpful session on the introduction to chemotherapy and what was to be expected with the treatment through BC Cancer on November 14th, 2014. We also had a tour of the cancer center where I would be treated with chemo. I know these sessions are available across Canada, and I would recommend others learn more about what is offered in their area. It was decided after my fourth CHOP treatment that I might be a candidate for an additional chemo and a stem cell transplant. This is really the first time I'd heard of this process. I met with a stem cell transplant specialist in early March of 2015, and was accepted for that process. I was given a patient education manual from the Leukemia Bone Marrow Transplant Program of British Columbia, which contains several useful modules relating to the transplant procedure.
Did you experience any treatment side effects, and how did you manage them?
From what I understand, I was pretty lucky with my treatments after speaking with other people. My 6 rounds of CHOP chemotherapy went well, with the only exception of some nausea after my first treatment, and that was because I simply didn't recognize the symptoms soon enough to take one of the anti-nausea pills that I was given. After that, my nausea was good through the whole process. I hung on to my hair right up until the 6th chemo when it fell out. There's no managing baldness. My beam treatment and stem cell transplant in the BMT unit went well. I did develop C. difficile, which I understand is pretty common among stem cell transplant patients, but this was my ticket to a single room from the double occupancy room I started out in the BMT. I also came down, strangely enough, with an infection on the first day of my release from the hospital after my chemo treatment and stem cell transplant, and that was dealt with antibiotics upon being readmitted back to the hospital for additional 6 days.
How did your family and friends support you during your transplant process?
My wife and daughter were super supporters, and at least one of them attended every appointment I had, be it with a doctor or one of the medical tests I had to have prior to getting my stem cell transplant. My hockey teammates were big supporters during the 18 weeks of the initial CHOP treatment. I participated in the pregame warm-up skates when I was able to by avoiding the dressing rooms, but enjoyed the encouraging chats on the ice. I really appreciated the email and text contact that I had with friends and family when I was in the BMT unit. I limited to actual visits, but the emails and texts were very welcomed. I sent a group thank you email to some 45 people when I got out of the hospital just to express my gratitude.
I'm so glad you had a good support system while you were going through all of that. What support did you receive during the experience that was helpful for you?
I didn't really connect with the LLC until 2016 with my stem cell transplant taking place in 2015. But I did mention earlier that we did attend the BC Cancer Agency's Introduction to Chemotherapy presentation, part of my CHOP treatment that started in November of 2014, which we found very helpful because we learned what I could expect from that chemo treatment. The Bone Marrow Transplant Unit's Patient Education Manual proved to be a good reference as well. Reading something is not quite like being face-to-face with an instructor in a seminar atmosphere, but it was still very useful. And I could always highlight in my yellow pen what was really important to me and what I needed to understand. My oncologist and the stem cell transplant specialist were very thorough and answered all my questions, leaving me reassured in the processes that I was undertaking. The support of my family and friends was immeasurable during the whole process.
What would you say to someone who has just been diagnosed with a T-cell lymphoma?
I would say that blood cancers can be treated. It is very important to get as much information as possible to be well informed, to put trust in your oncologist and the medical services that will be treating you. We do have a wonderful cancer treatment system available across Canada. It is important to be as healthy as possible heading into the treatment, during the treatment, and after the treatments. A positive attitude is important, as is having a positive support group. I would like to make people aware of the information tools that are available, such as provided by the LSC, and I would offer my experience as an example of a blood cancer patient being treated and answer any questions that they might have and offer my continuing support.
Wonderful. I think those are really, really excellent pieces of advice. How has your life changed since your transplant? You know, have you gained anything from your experience?
One of the biggest things is just the recognition that I'm grateful for being given a second chance. I consider my May 20th, 2015 stem cell transplant as being my second birthday. I've heard that from other people as well. That is when my blood was regenerated and my immune system was renewed. I often find myself looking out the window or sitting on the deck just staring at the trees and sky, knowing that it's good to be alive. being in cancer remission for 5 years has made me look at life differently in terms of what is really important, as has living through the current COVID pandemic. I'm as active as ever today as I was before, and I continue to play hockey and golf. I'm just as strong as ever, which is great. I feel that's important for me to give back, and the LLSC has offered me that opportunity through their speaker program, event volunteer program, and First Connection program. I feel that the LLSC First Connection program is very useful for those looking to hear from someone who has already gone through what they are facing in terms of treatment. I was lucky that a hockey mate had been treated for B-cell lymphoma a couple of years before I was to undergo my treatment, and I was able to ask him several questions during those weekly warm-up skates that I mentioned earlier. I've used him as an inspiration that you could return to normal after blood cancer treatment.
Thank you so much. It sounds like you've really got a positive experience from your transplant and that you're doing really well now that you're in remission. So thank you so much, Bob, for taking the time to share your experience with us today. If listeners have any questions about T-cell lymphoma or need support to navigate their own experience, I encourage you to connect with the community services manager in your region, and you can do that by visiting llscanada.org to connect with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Blood Cancer Experience podcast series by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. You can find us wherever you access your favorite podcasts, so be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email with your comments or suggestions to canadainfo@lls.org. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada is dedicated to funding cutting-edge research and supporting people affected by blood cancers. To learn more and access resources including fact sheets, booklets, and webcasts, visit llscanada.org.